The FBI set the meeting for the following Thursday, a date when Senator Specter could attend. Within a few hours of the meeting time, the FBI canceled and rescheduled for Friday morning, a time when Senator Specter had a previous commitment in Pennsylvania. I met with two FBI representatives who had little knowledge of the contradictory findings of the joint inquiry and the FBI. Because it was immediately obvious that the meeting was not going to be productive, the FBI representative promised to reschedule it for the following week, with agents who were familiar with the facts of the case. The next Tuesday, the Chief of Congressional Affairs for the FBI called to say that in spite of the commitments that had been made 4 days earlier, there would be no meeting that week or any other week. I called the Attorney General and told him what had happened, and said I was very distressed that the FBI had sent a representative who clearly knew little about the case, promised to send an informed person the following week, and then reneged. Ashcroft said he would call back. As of this writing, we have not heard back. Given Attorney General Ashcroft's position on Justice Department openness and the FBI's attitude throughout the joint inquiry, I'm not optimistic about the chances of finding out more about something it seems that neither the FBI nor the Bush administration wants the American people to find out about. As our inquiry was completing its work, we found that the FBI had also cleared Anwar Alaki, the cleric whom the two hijackers met in San Diego and who moved with them to Virginia. In 2002, Alaki left for Yemen. He returned briefly in the fall of 2002 to liquidate his assets and is reported to have left again. His whereabouts are unknown. In late 2003, Modar Abdullah, who at Omar al-Bayoumi's urging was one of the first people to befriend al-Hazmi and al-Midar in San Diego, and who is thought to have helped them obtain identification and arrange for flying lessons, was arrested for lying to a U.S. immigration officer. He also admitted to being a friend of Hani Hanjour. None of those allegations was addressed when he pleaded guilty to the immigration charge. After serving a 6-month sentence, he was deported. Kenneth Williams, who wrote the hauntingly prescient Phoenix Electronic Communication, is back in the Phoenix FBI office, continuing his work. The agent who was handling the informant in San Diego has retired from the FBI, in part out of his frustrated conviction that had he only been given a little more information, he would have broken open the September 11th plot. As for that informant, the FBI was last keeping him at an undisclosed location for his protection. It is unclear whether he is still in the United States.